Blog Talk Radio.
It's 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And it's time now for Namaste.
Hello, everyone. B. Delosier here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays, start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, enjoy an hour of psychic chat with spot-on reader Tasha Harris and the Angels Network. Saturdays begin at noon Central with B. Delosier, yours truly, and the Metaphysical Edge for psychic chat and interesting guests ranging from UFO research, paranormal experiencers, and all things metaphysical. At 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it's Audrey Quinn and My Beauty Angel, an hour created just for you with tips and tricks on how to be the best you can be with what God has given you. Sunday is a day of service here on Greater Good Ministries Radio, each week featuring a different interfaith minister bringing joy, upliftment, and unfoldment for body, mind, and spirit. First Sunday of the month is Conversations Beyond the Edge with Dr. Gregory Scott. The second Sunday of the month is the Empowerment Hour with Reverend Barbara B. Delosier. Third Sunday of the month is the Light Givers International Sunday Service and Worldwide Source a Nation Celebration. The fourth Sunday of the month is In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Hope you will join us live for all of our Greater Good Ministries radio programs, but if you can't be with us in person, you can hear any of our programs on demand in archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/ggmradio. And remember, all of our programs now stream live from our home site, www.ggmradio.com. Wishing everyone warmest blessings, always in love, light, and sound. Music provided by Arvel Bird, musician extraordinaire. Visit him at arvelbird.com and get a hold of all of Arvel's wonderful music.
It's 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And it's time now for Namaste Nutrition with Claudia Cleary.
Be happy. Be healthy.
Thank you.
Be complete in body, mind, spirit. Claudia's advice is always uplifting and inspirational. Get joyfully motivated every week with Namaste Nutrition. And now, here's Claudia.
Afternoon, this is Claudia Cleary. Welcome to all of my listeners to Namaste Nutrition on lovetalkradio.com/GGM radio. It is such a pleasure to be here with you today. I would just like to remind anybody who is listening that if you would like to contact me, if you have any nutritional questions, you're welcome to contact me through email at claudia.cleary@yahoo.com. I wait for your inquiries or your questions about any topic on nutrition. And if I don't know the answer,
no,
I promise you I will research it, and I will get back to you as soon as I possibly can. Also, if you have a specific concern that you have not been able to be satisfied with, especially if you've gone to a doctor of some, and it relates to nutrition. And it's amazing how many conditions really do back to what you eat as the core of the issue. Please contact me and let me know. Once again, it's claudia.cleary@yahoo.com. And if you feel more comfortable, more than welcome to call me on my cell. It's 314-225-1950. It would be after the show, not during, please. But, I wait for your contact and look forward to being of assistance to you. So on with our show today. We have a couple of marvelous guests. We have medicine women, Jen Tappel and Brenda Bates, and they use their methods for soul coaching just to find out why you are experiencing some of the situations in your life that you are dealing with now. So Jen and Brenda, thank you so much for joining us.
Glad to be here. Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Are you both in the same location?
Yeah, yes, we are.
Okay.
We're just going to talk
That should make things very, very interesting. Hopefully I can talk both of you without us all talking over each other. I'm not used to having two guests on. But I am very happy to have you both here. It sounds like you do some very interesting work. Can you discuss a little bit about the evolution of where you both came from and how you arrived at doing the work that you currently do?
Just wanted to let you know, to recognize our voices, I'm Brenda Bates. And I started off as a young girl of thinking this is what everybody does. I see energy. It took me a long while, after much trials of fear and not understanding it, seeing that it wasn't accepted, shut the stuff down, ignored it. And then my mother got cancer, and it was, I need answers now. So reconnecting, finding out that it was very important and it's not a curse. So I've learned how to fine-tune the abilities. And so as I open myself back up, there's always this communication with spirit continuously all the time that was about, you know, hey, this is what you've been seeing. This is, defines this, that defines that. Learned all about different forms of healing and alternative medicines. And it just only, I mean, every time I asked, I turned around, there was more information. All these healing tools have been on the planet for so long. And now I feel that it's important to not only bring forth what I do, but to bring recognition to other people of what they're doing, because you can't just do one thing, and one thing is not just perfect for one person. So there is a variety of things that can be done, and that should be worked together. And so Medicine Women Reveal popped up as a way of being a voice to get the message to what I'm supposed to be doing. And so I've been following my passion with conviction. And then as I did so, Jen came into my world, and we became great friends. When I became Medicine Woman, she says, oh, I'd like to too. So we both joined the band of the Oklava, the Oklava Nemaha Church of San Pete, but it's a band, not a tribe. And it's a voice, a way to say, yes, we stand together as one, to communicate healing, all kinds of healing tools. Everyone is respectful in everybody's form of way of helping be the voice that you can learn to be a sustainable human. That has been my dedication, and, you know, you would never know that I was a mother of two, married, and just have a regular, normal life, because I'm constantly living, breathing, talking, dreaming it all day long and all night long. But that's just the way of learning to live in your authenticity. Now, Jen.
So this is Jen, and this is recognizing my voice. It's okay. We're getting used to technology in all sorts of different forms. But anyway, so I have recollection of being a toddler, preschool age person, seeing into different realms, having visions. I'm going back now as an adult into that time period, remembering what it was probably like experiencing the spiritual world at that time in my life. But I didn't have anyone to talk to about it. I did not want to go to sleep at night. I think I was probably having experiences like the child that was highlighted in the movie The Sixth Sense. But again, I didn't have anybody to talk to. So yes, it was scary, and I didn't have the language to talk about it, to have a mentor at that point in my life. So yes, I also shut it down and said, yeah, I don't want that. It's just too big. It's too scary. I don't want that. So then I got to the time of being around 18 or 19, and my mom was in a different place, and she became kind of like an ambassador. We lived in the Los Angeles area at that time, and we were going to Whole Life Expos and getting aura pictures taken together and all that. And then she was being introduced to people who talked about chakras and Tai Chi and Qigong and meditation. And so then I was involved in a chakra reading class with her and realized the level of my intuition was just spot on at that point. It really was a gift, because I didn't have to work at it. It was just handed to me, and this is what I see. Doesn't everybody see this? The answer is no. Mm. So then going through my adult life, got back into the place where I just wasn't talking about it. Yeah, I knew I had that, but didn't, again, have anybody to work with or talk to or that kind of thing. And then ultimately I answered the call to ministry and went down that road and eventually ended up in Michigan, and a mutual friend brought Brenda and me together, and that's how I started unpacking this gift and getting to the point of having a mentor and a friend who walks this path, and now we walk it together and have just used a great deal of our healing modalities to address any fear or guilt or anything negative that's associated with this. Has been, there's remnants, but all the big pieces and core and chunks that were the obstacles of fear are dissipating. And so now we're in a place where now we can help others. And so that's how we came to be in the place where we are now.
This is really interesting work. So it sounds like you've sort of evolved very organically through your whole processes of rediscovering what you were born with, even though at first both of you had closed it down. And I think a lot of people do that because they don't have a point of reference for it, no matter how early on it manifests. And unless there's somebody there to guide them through it who's experienced with it, it's pretty common. And I think a lot of people are tapping into that and reconnecting with it today. I see it more and more every single time I start talking to people. As a yoga teacher, I had one of my students come up to me a couple of weeks ago, and he said, "What do you know about chakras?" And so he started asking me all kinds of questions about this. And he was doing amazing work in the yoga class and experiencing some things that I've never had a student come up and tell me before. And so it sounds to me like you're experiencing very similar things with the work that you both do. Can you talk in more detail, one at a time? You two can decide who goes first. It doesn't really matter too much to me. what you do and how what you do is unique and what you've been able to accomplish with some of the clients. You don't have to reveal personal information, but maybe some responses that have stuck in your minds that were really significant for the people that you have worked with.
What was important was to look at, this is Brenda speaking, at how this information that's out there, will it work for me? As I was looking at all of the different forms of healing modalities, the more education that I got and the more that I listened to Spirit, the more it gave me a foundation and a reference point, so it created self-esteem. And as I started to approach these particular healing tools, I would gravitate to the ones that would answer my questions of why is this happening to me? And so why is this happening to me became a very specific question, and which led me on the journey of going to the first moments of why we have these particular issues, which boils down to a lot of physics, but it's a point where we got thrown off our center of joy and we can't process. We learned how to pacify and deal, but we did not, and cope, we did not learn how to create a resolution. So as I began to work with other people, Spirit said, oh, you have to help other people. And I'm like, no, I'm an introvert. I talk to no one. I don't even have any friends. What are you talking about? And then Spirit says,
Spirit says to you, oh, yeah, you're an introvert. Good luck with that.
And it was said, go ahead, heal that. And I said, oh, okay, so I'm going to find a healing tool that will help me address those feelings. So then that was introduced of intensity. And the intensity, and you, when you start to know how you know what you know and put it on an intensity scale with color and number, accessing the left brain and right brain, it's an amazing thing because all of a sudden you're like looking at it from another perspective and you're like, oh, my God, I'm that attached? Really? Oh, my God. And you get to hear the rest of your story. And so then when I started to learn to use different tools, then, and I all of a sudden realized that it was already healed. I created a resolution. I wasn't thinking the same way. How the world as I knew it ended. And, you know, so the end of the world is coming as you know it. And so as that happened, I started to emerge out of my over-identities with pain and suffering. And the self-esteem just became a natural process because our natural state is joy. And so I didn't have to work for it. It became, it had room to grow. As that happened, people just started to come to me. I trusted synchronicity and the source to bring the information to me and people. And as it did, it started to evolve into a class. And then I got lots of people around me. And the next thing you know, I'm telling them how I was able to process. That led to more people wanting to know, well, I like what you're doing. I want to be free of my health. How did you do it? And it's not just the healing tools that are already ready available and the ones that we use that we've created or brought through the information to create our own uniqueness, but it is about learning how to become a spiritual human, meaning not to just be human, but be your true nature, who you are, which is to become a spiritual human, and that is what we teach through empowerment, through enlightenment classes. And as we work with people, people will tell me, oh, my God, this has been, you know, blah, 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 blah. They'll tell me the story. They'll tell me the intensity. They're going on. I say, you want to just resolve that? You want to heal that? And they're like, oh, you can't do that. And I say, well, you know, it's up to you. I mean, why don't we try? And so then I'd show them how to do something and, you know, a healing tool. And I remember the first one I had was like, oh, my God, this is like a drug. This feels great. I don't even know. Where did it go? Where'd all this hell go? And I go, do you want it back? No! I go, excellent. All right, understand that you created the resolution. Your body, because you became a healing tool, created a resolution. And you no longer have to create your reality the same way. And so it just kept evolving where people would come in and they've been haunted by this for years. And then all of a sudden, just changing a decision, which changes the belief, which changes the value, boom, they were just like, oh, you mean I don't have to do that next logical step in life? I've had a lot of women come to me saying, well, I have to stay with my husband because that's the right thing to do. I said, well, there's a difference in between survival mindset rules and spiritual mindset rules. And when you start to understand that philosophy of it, then all of a sudden you can awaken up and say, wait a minute, I have a choice. And when you get the power of choice back, it's a remarkable thing. I mean, there are so many examples, but I feel like I need to let Jen talk because she really came to me as a student and a client. And so she really got to experience, just like I did, you know, oh, my God, this stuff works, you know.
Yeah, I'm inspired to talk about the tradition that I come from, and not everybody comes from religion, and I understand that. I happen to come from a tradition. It is known as the Swedenborgian Church of North America, and it's based on
I'm familiar with that. Where
cool.
do you live? Yeah, I'm familiar with Swedenborgia. There's actually a church of it outside. I think there's, that I know of, one outside of Philadelphia, but
yes,
but I know that they're all over the country. Yeah.
So I'm a minister in the Lansing area.
And she has got a history. There's just histories of topples throughout Swedenborgian.
Right. I'm minister number 24 from my tribe of topples. So I grew up in this tradition, understanding that angels are very present, that what we see here in the world around us is a reflection of the spiritual world. It exists there before it comes into being here, that Emanuel Swedenborg in his theology brought forward this process of regeneration, of how to do spiritual growth from the tradition of scripture, from a Christian perspective. So I understand all of this, and then I was like, but I'm really a how-to kind of person. Okay, here's the process. But I really want the how-to. Okay, so then once Brenda and I connected, then got I leveled up in for Reiki to the point of becoming a Reiki master. I know the nerds out there who play games will like that. But that's what it felt like. I was really, you know, these modalities, you know, putting them in my toolbox and understanding how to use these tools to help people and to understand how to work with energy, and that I am an empath, which means that a person sitting before me with specific symptoms, whether they're conscious of it or not, are going to be emulated through my body. I am going to feel their symptoms and start to talk about, okay, well, I feel like there's something going on in your intestines. Can we talk about that? Or I will look at somebody's body and all of a sudden it's like a computer grid, and then it'll just start lighting up almost like a switchboard to tell me what needs to be addressed. And then when I'm really into the healing and really jiving with a client, more often than not with Brenda, when we do a medicine women healing for somebody, you know, we can really intuit and just get into the grid that people can't see, that we can see as far as what needs to be addressed in the body, whether it is from a mental perspective, whether it is from an emotional perspective, whether this is a spiritual issue, let's address it now before it comes into your physical form. And so just integrating the tradition that I come from with the healing ability that I've been gifted with is just, that's the place where I am now. And it's interesting to navigate.
I'm sure that it is. and it sounds like you have blended all the traditions that you both come from into something that works very well for the both of you. And synergistically, you know, you do the work together and you just end up with something much greater than what you would be able to accomplish separately. And that's very powerful. So how have you been able to connect with people? What has been the main connecting in order to generate the clients that you have? And I'm sure that for anybody who is practicing out there in a similar modality and in one of the helping professions, marketing, I think, is one tool that I think a lot of us as light workers have some challenges with. And
yes.
I don't think everyone
Correct.
Does, but I think a fair number of us do. And it would be really useful, I think, if we could share some of the techniques and the tricks of the trade that really help reach people that doesn't end up breaking the bank or that helps us to get the best bang for them. So please talk to me about how you were, and to my listeners too, about how you were able to connect with people and start, you know, telling people about what you do and marketing yourself as medicine women in order to make other people's lives better.
I will say that, it is a challenge. What is getting easier, perhaps, is addressing for myself those obstacles. And one of the life issue that is before me is perceived judgment from other people.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be a big hindrance as far as having the freedom and really coming out to market myself and
mm-hmm.
Medicine Women Reveal. And that definitely has been a journey as far as where this, the light worker, healer, people have been historically and where we are now. Do I have any great insights? We're just more and more telling people and sharing from an authentic place. This is what I did and this is what works for me.
Well, I can tell you from my perspective is from a person that just wanted to stay an introvert, and your calling is greater than who you are. The calling says, hey, sorry, you can't hang up. And so I learned to communicate with Source like I always have, but it's that trusting in that faith that says, okay, what's the next step? And when you start to find your heart's desire, which leads to your purpose and the passion will come out, you can't help but to embrace your whole self into it. When that happens, even when you're not, Source is still there helping you to unfold what you're supposed to do. The thing is that understand that between the survival mindset and the spiritual mindset, if you become discouraged, that must mean that there's a part of you that disconnected from the process. And we don't sit there and control the time. We sit there and are learning ourselves. If there's an obstacle that needs to be cleared out, you will look like, oh, my God, why isn't this happening for me? Why isn't I manifesting? Then there's usually an obstacle that you can address, and that's what we do as Medicine Woman is to help you look at what stops you from growing. And we're going to help you to heal it instead of deal with it, which creates a resolution. So you're going to resolve to evolve, and it'll be a natural process. So then there are people that don't realize that their decisions and their beliefs and their vocabulary, you know, the way they structure the words, are their vibrations. And so if their intensity going, oh, my God, this just doesn't work, and that's like 100 billion, and the next minute they give themselves a pep talk, oh, I can do this, which one do you think is going to be the attraction factor, the law of attraction? So learning and understanding that part of yourself is great. Next step would be trusting that there's steps and there's an unfoldment process, okay? And you may have to, before you can get to this goal, you may have to educate yourself on this, experience that, do this. Maybe you have to sit back and wait. And maybe you need to do a few things. But understanding it's unfolding and being a part of the process instead of looking at your clock and going, it's 2 o'clock, why isn't it happening yet? There is an unfoldment and there's steps. Understanding who you are. When you get to define yourself, everybody else will be able to define you. And that means the word of mouth can spread. But if you can't define yourself, nobody else can really grasp it, which then it becomes very complicated at how to share you and the message that you have. Finding your niche, understanding that there is a uniqueness. One of the things that we learned on part of the process of becoming Medicine Women Reveal moving forward was that we went to a writer's convention. And one of the things that happened was that we had to learn, I don't care if you have the best product in the world, the best book in the world, if you don't have a platform, then forget it. So learning mm-hmm. to use media, which is the Facebook, the Twitter, the LinkedIn, all of those, and learning to connect and communicating. And then one of the things that we use is the golden lasso, which is a healing technique. And you're just bringing in like-minded people so that you are not having to bring in controversy, but you're bringing in people that are your peeps, that you're supposed to work with, that allotment of people that Source said, hey, this is who you are. And when you grow, we can give you more. and you'll learn to graduate, and the universe will help you and promote you along the way. So as you start to really define yourself and have that message and trusting the process, learning what do I need to do today to get to that goal, you're participating instead of sitting back and waiting for it to happen. You are creating your day. You are intentionally living on purpose. You are moving forward. And the more that you've grown, the more you know that you are attached to something and you need to resolve to evolve.
One of my colleagues recently, as of last week, it was so recent, said that it's great that, you know, we believe that God does everything, or divine, or source, or whatever you want to call that higher, that sense of higher power, whatever you want to call it, refer to it as, and give that source credit to say, oh, it's beyond me. You know, I can't take credit for it because it feels channeled. And but the point is, you are that vessel bringing it in. So yes, it is the voice of Jen Toffel bringing forward the ideas of the divine, and people may need to hear it in my voice or in Brenda's voice versus somebody else. And
that's what I was going to say, was about the voice.
And that was something else from the writers' conference, was there's nothing new on the planet. Surprise, there's nothing new on the planet. But the people will be drawn to your voice, your signature, the way that your vessel brings it forward. And that's important to not just discredit. There's nothing new, so I shouldn't do anything. No, it's my voice. It's my creative process. It's Brenda's creative process. It's Medicine Women Reveal's creative process.
I just would like to interject something in here. It's not just your voice and your creative process. Also, what kind of an energy that you put out that resonates with the people who are coming to listening. So there's multiple aspects to this as well. It's also the connectivity that you feel towards that person who is teaching and where they're coming from and how much you're on the same wavelength, or how you can end up interacting with people on multiple wavelengths from that energetic patterning too in order to reach them. But you're right, you know, as your cohorts of your peeps, as you call them before, start to grow, and your cohort starts to expand until you do have expanded cohort of people that you're working with, it does end up making a very big difference. I have a real quick question. We have to take a break, but if you could possibly have a website.
It is mwreveal.com, and that is mwreveal.com.
That sounds awesome. Okay, so what we're going to do now is I will let people know that if you would like to call in and ask a question of the two lovely medicine women have here today, if that's okay with the two of you, Jen and Brenda?
Sure. Yeah, I have no problems answering questions. If they would like a reading, that's up to you, if you would want us to do readings for people as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I have no problems with that. It would give people a taste of the kind of work that you do. So if you would like to call in, the phone number for doing that is 347-237-5339. That's 347-237-5339. We are going to take a short break. And when we come back, Jen and Brenda would be happy to answer any questions that any of our listening audience has. And make sure when you call in that you press 1 so that you are in the queue in order to come on and to have a discussion with us on the air. And we will be back momentarily.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with. All day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki-infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com. With Claudia Cleary. And now, back to the program.
Hello, everyone. This is Claudia Cleary, and this is Namaste Nutrition. I am so happy to be here on the air with all of you. It is great feeling the positive vibes and the marvelous people who we have in line with us today. We have Jen Taffel and Brenda Bates. They are the Medicine Women Reveal partnership, and they are on air with us. We have no callers in yet, so if you are shy, and like, I don't remember which of the two of you said you were an introvert, but if you would like to, you are more than welcome to call in. It is 347-237-5339. That's 347-237-5339. Touch 1 on your touch tone, and we would love to have you come on. And if you have any questions for Brenda or for Jen, we'd love to hear from you. So until we hear from my intrepid producer, Amanda, who I'm going to shout out to, she's awesome, I would just like to go back to asking you some more questions about how things have progressed. How long have the two of you been working as a partnership, and talk about some of the various events? Do you have any upcoming events?
Well, before we answer that,
yes.
Past tense, I was an extreme introvert. Now you can't get me to shut up. And
that was in the people on Facebook following her from all over. I've got hundreds. She's got thousands.
Yes, I have quite a few thousands. I will be the first to speak. I will go to the store. My husband knows I'm going to strike a conversation with somebody, or somebody will strike a conversation with me. there is none of that shy little girl because that program's not running anymore. As far as upcoming events, at this point we're taking a reconstructing a what you call a business plan, really getting the foundation set. So when we really start to launch ourselves about what we really want to do, it will already have the things that we need into play. A business plan is so huge and it's so cumbersome, but I do not want to get famous quick and burn out. I want a foundation that's going to stabilize us as every time we hit a growth spurt so that we don't have to crash and collapse. Doing quite a few interviews on different places. We are planning on, we do our show 5 days a week, and we're planning on maybe changing that on Blog Talk Radio. We might start to go over to another network and start in that audience. We have going to be doing a meeting today at 4 with a network in mind. We have somebody that we're working with somewhat locally as far as potential. There's potential there, so the feelers, if you will, are out there as far as what is on the horizon. Yeah, we like doing our personal clients, but now we're expanding it, and again, we're moving into a different space. So we felt called to go to Burton area in Michigan, and as we did so, this lady says, yeah, I was looking for somebody and people to help her business, and so now there's a whole set of new people that we've met, and soon we'll be doing that adventure, doing maybe a live radio show on that day, introducing their businesses, and maybe doing
events
and teaching empowerment through enlightenment, especially offering the one-on-one or the hands-on healing, whatever it is necessary. So we're doing a lot of things, but we're so busy because we're creating CDs, courses, you know, like right now the Medicine Women Reveal meditation CDs. That's what we're doing. We got to do the cover work and the artwork as because we already have the content to put in it. Then we're moving on to courses and things. So there's so many different things that brainstorming that we're on the horizon, but we're taking it step by step, making sure we're getting the proper alignment of people and understanding spirit wants us to unfold in a certain fashion, and we're okay with that.
It sounds like you've got some really great ideas about keeping this grounded, which is very important, because without that foundation, just like you had discussed, you know, the business plan is a good way of staying grounded. You know, you have that plan so you know where you need to go instead of getting pulled and seen different directions like I think so many people do when they do work like this. And I think that's very powerful and a really good thing that you're making a choice to do. So, yeah, commendations in your direction for knowing what you need to really think about, what the key issues are with building something like this. I think that's really great. So just out of curiosity, can you talk a little bit about, like, do you do individual coaching sessions with people?
Yes. We have our own way of speaking. That's what I did for many years. That's what she did for many years before we decided to take it to the airwaves. When we would go do a certain events, we would sit there and people would pay us and we would both just give a simultaneous reading. And I thought, hey, we actually work well together. Then we brought it to the airwaves, and we have this rhythm that we do. So, yeah, we can be paid separately. We can have it together. We know how to do it because it's the same wavelength of what Medicine Women Reveal is. It's revealing things that need to be resolved to evolve and then teaching you the tools of how to heal it, you know, creating a resolution instead of deal with it. So, yes, we do them individually.
That's good to know. So, again, your website, just so that people who didn't hear it and write it down, like me, can check you out again online, is
www.mwreveal.com. mwreveal.com.
We have our own personal websites that we have, and, you know, we do maintain those as well. because it's important to keep our identity, but as well keep our together identity.
People often joke, and they get once that they've interacted with us in person, or even I'm sure on the air some of our fans get, that it feels like we're the same person in two identities,
yes.
two different voices. So, yeah, we definitely do collaborate well together, but we are, again, we also are known, obviously, individually. But it's interesting to be known as a collaboration as well.
So when we do a reading, what we're doing is not predicting the future. What we're doing is, for me, I see energies. And I'm looking at your whole self, and there are bits and pieces. Like Carolyn May says, that your past, you know, your biology is your biography. And as I'm looking at your biography of where your foundation is, because you need a foundation to be where you are for chronological aging, and I can see where there are points and times where you couldn't process. And then I can see the age, I can see the stories, but what I look at is how the emotion, which emotion got stuck, which emotion. And so then we look at trapped emotion. The variety of healing tools, or at least getting the information, is looking at your meridians. There are emotions that each of the meridians represent, and each of the chakras represent, and your aura. And as I'm looking through this, Body Talk has been a great source of wonderful information. Body Code and the Emotion Code have been a great source of information. And we look at how things represent life as. And, you know, you have Louise Hayes' book, and then we have a big book of everything, but which is called Messages from the Body. So this disease represents this. This body part represents this. So as we look at how things represent life as, we can turn around and ask, what is your soul projecting? Why is your soul projecting this? It is removing the judgment, removing the blame, but looking at why is this energy producing this pattern, and why is it repeating itself? So if you're in your survival mindset, you will then will think, oh my God, this reading is so raw, and it can be so embarrassing, and you may judge yourself and denigrate yourself. But that is because you're listening through your survival mindset, which is AKA the ego mind, which is an electromagnetic guiding omni-apparition. And the ego is just a lens that your soul is looking through. And when it's looking through it and over-identifying with stuff, it separates itself from its spirit, meaning it forgot who it is, and then become the emotions, it becomes the feelings, and it becomes the sensory pattern. You know, and that's what we're looking at. So, like, if I was going to do just a simple reading, which can be that I don't even have to know who you are, because I'm looking at all of the variables of every thought you have about what you're choosing to decide, what you haven't decided on, what you have totally decided on, and that you couldn't process. So there's always the past, present, and future, and we can look at from like what is repeating in my life. My life is hell. I have this physical issue. Why is it there? You know, and we really look and break down how we create ourselves to have a life. And one of the things we love to do is that I have my own book that I look through, but we also like using the Colette Baron read cards. She has several decks which are very helpful. Jen has the angel decks from Doreen Virtue, and those are helpful. So you're just getting information to finding out why does your life represent this, and then give you the tools to help you create a solution. You know, so if nobody is called, we can even do a reading on you.
Oh, okay. Well, that would be great. And I would love that. But for right now, we have a caller right now. And Amanda just messaged me about this, and it's area code 253. Oops, shit, this person's gone. They went bye-bye. Oh, well. Yeah, easy come, easy go. I don't know what to say about that. It would be really nice if the people who call in would be willing to just be patient and to wait so that we could end up bringing them on. But, yeah, if you would like to do a reading for me, that would be fine. Perhaps Amanda would enjoy having something done for her, too. But, yeah, I would really enjoy that.
Okay, so if you had a particular question, we would ask you if you have that. But as I'm looking at the energetic field, again, this is depends on how you see it. I'm going into the spleen meridian, which there is some worry about what I might say. No worries, I'm not going to share too many things. can I see your low self-esteem? Yeah, a little bit, but you have great confidence in yourself, which sounds like it's an oxymoron. But self-esteem is that it's just a knowing, and you do have it. You just don't realize that you have it all the time. When it comes to moving and doing certain things, you feel inefficient, and there's a part of you that has to have certain certainty before you can actually take that next step. But I have seen you take bold steps, which is good, but at the same time, when you do a pattern of taking bold steps, somebody seems to open their mouth and create you to feel less than, which then causes you to have a resentment. Or you feel them having resentment because you have pursued something that they couldn't. As I go a little bit further, they're saying that there's a part of you that has learned that you do not want to be a subservient, which means you don't want to be a servant to anybody, and you don't want to have to take on certain roles, so you've suppressed that, hey, I am not going to just be a wife, and I'm not going to just be sitting here and doing this. I'm going to be out in the forefront, which does affect the foundation of how you're launching yourself into the career that you need. Now, Jen, anything specific for you?
When I started tapping into her energy field, it was all of a sudden just feeling really ungrounded and kind of scattered and kind of frenetic, for lack of a better word. And so then they pointed to the idea of timid, that there's a timidity underneath things, whether our conscious, you know, there is that overcoming of, okay, I'm going to do a radio show and I'm going to do this and that kind of thing. But as far as a court, and they're pointing at 6 months old, and was this her timidity? No, it was somebody else's that was picked up.
So before we go any further, do you understand what we're saying, and do you have any questions?
The timidity, I'm not timid. That sounds like it might be a lay of energy from some other source, but no, it makes some sense, yeah.
Okay, and remember, anything that has to do with the now, you can overcome. When we do a particular reading, we're looking at energy loss, and that's being supported, that may have happened in the past. So if you're looking at when you were 3 years old, or when you had to enter preschool, or when you had to go to somebody's house, have you ever experienced what being timid means?
Oh, yeah. When I was a little girl, I was scared of everything.
Okay. Now, that is now notice the intensity and the memory that is being triggered. So when we do a reading, it has nothing to do with who we are at the moment. It is usually the energy loss that, one of the things that happens is that even though you've overcome it, you became strong, there is... how do you want to put it? My brain just shifted.
On the cellular level, that in your energy, in your body's foundation, on that level from back then, yes, there was timidity. That's part of it, and that is something that we would talk about healing, using a healing tool to just create resolution so that it's not part of your foundation. So for the next venture, so that whatever is happening next would come with even more grace and ease than it is now. Not saying that you don't have grace.
So what then becomes, if it's still in your past, it shows up in the future. It shows up in the now. And so I've asked Spirit, what do you mean? Okay, so even if they've overcome it and they can't define being timid the same way as it is defined, how would it show up in the now? And it is to sit there and sometimes feel that you can't control certain events, or you would like certain events to happen. And then they said it also feels like you have learned to put a guard up, what they call a heart wall, which then puts the guard up, and then that is where you go, oh, okay, well, when I feel this, I don't do this. So you're learning to let it serve you and help you. So if you feel like somebody's being attacking you, then you know exactly, if I feel this, I'm going to act this way. and it can cause a defense pop up when you don't want it to, because what then interferes is what they call the RTJP, which is the right temporal junction parietal lobe, and it is to think what other people think. And when you get into that process, your body starts going into the stress mode, and 80% of the blood leaves the forebrain, and you need 100% of the blood in your forebrain when you're creating reality. But when that blood leaves, then you're creating old patterns. And so that is what we're seeing. So we would have you do different types of healings in order to resolve this particular issue. We only have a few minutes left, and I would like to do a meeting reading for Amanda. Is that okay?
Sure. Go right ahead. Amanda, can you come on with us?
Yeah, I certainly can. I'm here. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Amanda.
Okay, so you think a lot. It says there are thoughts that repetitively you think a lot, and they're saying that it can become obsessive, which means the way that you process something is that you let it, you mull it over and over and over. Does this make sense?
Perfectly.
Okay, and it says that that is also contributes to the up and down of what, well, that don't make sense. I can't figure it out. So it supports the up and downs that go on in the particular fashion. Then there is somehow you seem to draw in people that have disdainment, which means they just don't like with, did you go there too? Don't like some things about you. And so when that happens, again, it goes back into, so they're all related, and it goes back to when you're about 2.5 years old, Jen.
And there's a level of frustration that sits there, too, in this issue as well.
Yes, because it becomes a vicious cycle. Does that make any sense?
Makes sense.
Okay. You know, having this information is great, but taking a resolution is something that's very important. And if you have any of these things that make sense, you put it on a scale from 0 to 10, and you feel it, well, that's when you can use emotional freedom technique, meridian tapping, the oh, my God points. If you want to create your future, then you can use the golden lasso. And it's a healing technique that you throw out and say, yes, this is what I want. And as you pull it to yourself, you then hear all of the, oh, my God, I can't do it. And then you can resolve each and every one of these in many fashions. Going a little bit more for Amanda, you're used to having people break promises to you. Is that true?
That's very common.
Because they told me that this is part of how you know what a relationship is. And if that's the case, the problem is that it's part of your strategy. In order for you to have a relationship with anyone and anything, you have to almost expect a broken promise with each and every one. And they're saying that if you were to look at how that feeling of what the promise is, getting the hopes up, and then feeling it broken, that feeling, those particular two things need to be resolved out, because they do not need to be a part of your process or your strategy process to create your growth and your happiness or be in any particular relationship. So what happens is the survival mindset is using it as, I'm protecting you. And so they're called false flags. False warning flags, because you have to pull it up in every relationship and have the strategy play out. Not everyone has to break a promise, but you have to have proof. So there's this little girl inside you that is basically stuck and struck with that shock. And then I would tell you that if that's the case, and you can look at the fresh experiences of all people that break your promises, and in a way, when they break your promise, it almost feels like you're being attacked. They're giving me that type of a feeling. But if you wanted to heal it, then one of the things that I would tell you to do would be to do hope therapy, and there's a whole code and everything that goes with it. But we can talk about it after the show. Jen, is there anything?
I was just echoing the disdain that felt in the frustration.
So hopefully you understand your reading.
Yeah, thank you very much. I do. I appreciate both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you for having us
thank
on your
you
show.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much for coming on to the show with us. It was such a pleasure having you here. So what is the easiest way for people to get a hold of the two of you if they are interested in more information?
Well, if you want to email us, you can go to mwr@myself.com. That is
mwr@myself.com.
And if you just want to go to the website and look around, you can go to
www.mwreveal.com.
And that's mwreveal.com. And you can look and see that we have a business line. You can communicate with us through email or Facebook us. And on Facebook, it's mwreveal, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. And then Twitter, it's the same way, @mwreveal.
Yes.
So,
and all that's on the website too, all our social media and
yep.
LinkedIn.
Yep.
That is awesome. So spell out the whole thing, mwreveal.com. Okay.
B as in what?
Mm-hmm. Victor.
Victor. So revealing
okay.
what's already there.
Gotcha. I am so happy to have you on the show. Oh, here you are. Finally. I couldn't find you. This is wonderful. I'm so happy to have you both on the show. And I really hope that you both come back and keep us updated on how things are moving forward for the two of you. And I wish you both the absolute best of luck in the future as you move forward. And just go to Medicine Women Reveal, R-E-V-E-A-L, on Facebook or mwreveal.com, and then you will be able to find Brenda and Jen and connect with them. And we are unfortunately out of time, but thank you both again. And we will be on the air next week, same time, same station at 1 p.m. at Namaste Nutrition on www.blogtalkradio.com/GGM. Have a marvelous day. Namaste.
All right. You too.
You know the bed feels warmer.
What doesn't kill you makes you.